Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Home Run Baker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Gerber steals second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Gerber moves to third. Sisler moves to second. 2 outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Home Run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schocke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schocke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Tobin. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Witt reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerb hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pip hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scott bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Pip moves to second. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0-for-1 in the game. Shockey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shockey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Gerber scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Shang and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ruth trying to get to third. Tobin throws the ball into Gerber, who relays the ball to Ellerbe who tags Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Witt, who is chasing the ball. Van Gilder reaches third base with a triple. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Scott catches it and throws to second to double up Tobin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-2 in the game. Schottky strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Van Gilder bunts towards the mound. Shockey fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Home run. Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops it up and throws to first, with Shockey covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground for a single. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a line drive into right field. Tobin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tobin. Scott goes all the way around to score. Shang moves to second. It's 3-2 Browns. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Bob Shockey. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 3, Yankees, 3. Mike McNally pinch runs for Camp Skinner. Elmer Miller pinch hits for Whitey Witt. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Ellerbe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Elmer Miller now playing center field. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 4 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth strikes out. One out. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 4 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields the ball and throws to Bush covering. Safe. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gerber hits a pop-up into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Pip hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severright is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Severright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Severright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 5 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. McManus bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerb moves to second. One out. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 0 in the game. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 5 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Pipp bunts towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Scott reaches second base with a double. Musel scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.